Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
We are fired up a little bit because we were talking to Bruce Levine earlier in the show, and he told us he thinks the Cubs could be making a move fairly quickly. He believes they could be making a move within the next week in terms of starting pitching. And so we've been spending a little bit of time trying to figure out exactly what that means.
Speculating.
Because there's only six teams at this point that you can say are definitely out of the playoffs. And, you know, you kind of wonder how, even if that number will increase
exponentially.
Thank you. As we get closer to the trade deadline. But if they're making a move now, they're kind of making it, they're limited in the number of teams that would be willing participants.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few teams that are out of it. You're right. A half dozen teams are dead in the water at this point. I don't even think Baltimore is not decided yet, and they definitely have starters. But I mean, I think among this half dozen teams that are out of it, there are a few pitchers that are available. This would be early. I mean, it's you know, obviously Devers was an exception, but there have occasionally been trades in June or very early July. But 95% of the work is done in that last week, really, and it would be unusual. I would expect they'd be trying, but if Bruce has information that they're making progress or he thinks that it could happen, I mean, I'll defer to him. He's obviously been talking to people, but, you know, they are 18th in starting pitching ERA. Obviously, they were without Steele for the year. Shota's been out. He'll be back soon, but that is their issue, as Jed Hoyer told us on the show with at the Post. They definitely need pitching, and I still think, you know, obviously their relief pitching was great for a long time and had a couple of rough ones lately, but I think they need relief as well. There are not a ton of guys out there, whether it's Alcantara, Edward Cabrera with the Marlins, you've got Heaney with the Pirates. I mean, the White Sox have a couple starters, but I mean, those are not big pickups. Hauser's doing well, but I don't think Savali would cost you much, but at this point you're not going to go for somebody who's just like a mid-range like a Savali, and I don't think Alcantara is ready to be traded because he's had three or four good starts in a row, but he needs to really put together a stretch to show that he is back.
So, John, it's easy to identify the teams that might have conceded that they will be sellers and have started looking at possibilities already, but I do wonder, what do you think of the Diamondbacks? Are they waiting until it's more obvious? They're in the toughest division. They're at the bottom of it, but they're flirting with 500, and they have a track record that says they'll play better in the second half. How do you view their future in terms of contending and then maybe dealing?
They really do not want to sell. Among the teams that really don't want to sell, they're probably at the top of the list. They've committed a lot of money. I know it's a big market, but not a big revenue team. So to spend over $200 million on Burns, who's out, as you guys know, the pitching has been a disaster. The relief pitching has not been good. I could see it realistically, but they do not want to sell. Their owner doesn't want to sell. They've committed a lot of money. If they do, they'll have the best sale. They even have two good starters between Kelly and Gallen, but they have a lot of good players. Naylor as well, Eugenio Suarez. They have about a half dozen free agents who are really good pit players.
Yeah, and I think that when we talk about the Cubs, I don't know that it's limited to just a pitcher. It might have been at one point. But, they got to keep looking and keep figuring out a way to get better. Their lead over the Brewers is down to 3.5 games. The Brewers have a very easy schedule coming up while the Cubs are in St. Louis and then go to Houston. So those, as we all well know, a 3.5 game lead can evaporate in a bad week.
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee surprises us every year, and just never know what they're going to do. They've called up now Mizorowski, who's threatened to throw a no-hitter his first two starts. So they look like an improved team right away. But they have the advantage the Cubs have is that they are a big market team and can be more aggressive. The unfortunate thing now is, as you cited, there's only about a half dozen teams that look like they're surefire sellers. So many teams in that 500 range, and none of them want to sell, and I don't think any of them will sell, at least until the very end. To me, the Cubs need to improve the pitching. It's got to be bullpen and rotation. Those are the keys for me. Their hitting, by and large, has been very good. Tucker's been what you'd expect. Suzuki's been better than you expect. Happ is coming on. PCA's a MVP candidate. I mean, they're getting production out of all their catchers. No matter who they put up there, who's a catcher, is producing. So I think they're good offensively, and I'm not sure where you would improve in terms of the lineup, but they need to be one of those teams that just 100%, to me, close to 100% looking at the pitching.
So, John, you mentioned Jacob Mizorowski. On Wednesday, he opposes Paul Skenes in what's going to be a great matchup, or they're scheduled to face off, and I think that's interesting to consider. But what does he do for the Brewers? It seems like they called him up, and all of a sudden that gave them a boost and a jolt that nobody in Chicago wanted to see. They have unloaded some guys. They don't have the rotation they've had in past years, but are they going to hang around for the duration?
Well, they always surprise us. And look, I think their last series they scored 34 runs. So, I mean, they went through a stretch where they didn't hit before, but now they are hitting. I think Churio's better than he's shown so far. Yelich is a good player. I think Contreras is probably better than he's generally shown so far. Obviously they lost Adamas, who's not doing great, had a good game yesterday with San Francisco. But look, I'm not going to put anything past the Brewers. I mean, I never see it. I always think it's going to be the Cubs or the Cardinals, and this year the Cubs. But, they are a team that surprised, one of those teams like Cleveland and Tampa that manages to do it on a shoestring every year. So, I mean, they clearly, at this point, we're halfway through. To me, they're clearly a threat. They are the biggest threat, I think. I just don't see St. Louis hanging in there. They're kind of caught in the middle. They said they were resetting. They didn't do anything in the winter. I'm not sure they're going to do anything now. But, St. Louis has got some good young players. I don't see them as a threat. I think it is Milwaukee. You're right.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking the Cubs. They hit some home runs. There were 21 home runs in the game, in the series over the weekend. The Cubs hit 11 of them. They still lost the series. They have scored runs, but, the pitching hasn't been great. And we were talking about, what they have to do. And somebody said, well, look what the Yankees did. They had this terrible slump. And they were—they stopped hitting home runs, and you'd never expected to see that. But it just is kind of baseball. You just go through these stretches. How did the Yankees get out of that? And what can they teach us?
Yeah, I mean, right, in baseball, unless you're the 98 Yankees, there's always going to be a blip in the schedule. And the Yankee one was a surprise to be shut out three times in a row. You're talking about the team with the second-best offense statistically in baseball behind the Dodgers. You don't see that coming. Obviously, they got the best hitter and the best player in the game in Judge, you never expect that. But, they're obviously a good team. They had a bad week. It does happen. It could happen to the Cubs. It could happen to anybody. Yankees are, I think, a little fortified, though, for a long stretch because they have three pitchers who are really excellent. I mean, at this point, you've got Schmidt with 25 scoreless in a row. Rodon is now, you know, back to one of his better years in either San Francisco or with you guys in the South Side there. And Fried has been, he's a Cy Young candidate. I mean, I think ultimately Skubal's the best pitcher in the league, but he is Fried certainly in the top two or three. So they're fortified. The Cubs, to me, they've got more pitching questions. You look at it, and, you know, Shota coming back is huge. He has shocked everyone with how great he has been since signing for a very reasonable $54 million or something thereabouts. But they definitely have pitching questions, and they could go into a slump because of that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It got ugly between the Padres and the Dodgers. It was fascinating to see Shohei Ohtani play the role of peacemaker among the other roles that he's playing, pitcher and home run hitter extraordinaire. What was your takeaway from that series, and how much will that bad blood linger?
Oh, well, it's very bad blood. You know, people think that people are laid back on the West Coast. I don't find that to be the case, and certainly not in baseball. You know, I don't think that I understand that, you know, the eye for the eye, the star for the star. But, I mean, to me, Ohtani, you can't touch him. I know I said this on MLB Network, and I got absolutely killed for it by the fans, especially San Diego fans. But, I mean, he's a total other category among every player. I mean, I was just out there for a week. I don't have to tell you guys, he's a phenomenon. It's unbelievable. They're making certainly over $150 million a year on marketing and sponsorship for one player. I don't think any other player brings in 10% of that. For a team, he is a total other category beyond. So let's keep this guy healthy. Let's keep him out there. Now that he's pitching, it's obviously twice as good. And so that's my takeaway. Leave him alone. As far as Tatis, it doesn't look good that they've hit him what, 5 times already this year or the last 2 years. That got to be fair. That doesn't look so good.
Hey, John, the White Sox actually went on the road and won a series in Toronto. I think it's the first time they've won a series in Toronto since 2019. But the bigger thing is yesterday they ended an 0-for-38 streak when they trail after 7 innings. They actually came back and won a game. They were 1-95 in that category, trailing after 7 innings last year, and now they're 1-38 this year. One of the differences is they used yesterday Grant Taylor, who weirdly was the opener for the first game they won against Toronto, and the closer yesterday. And he looks like a closer. One of their problems is they don't have a closer. This rookie player, and they got 10 rookies up right now, looks like a guy that could close a game for you, and he did it yesterday.
Well, yeah, that's terrific. He is clearly a prospect, and they're looking pretty good on the pitching front. I think they've made some good pickups there. They've drafted well in terms of the pitchers. I think we'll see some of them come up and help even more, and they're certainly doing well on from that standpoint. But, it's not shocking to me that they don't come from behind and win games because their offense just isn't there yet. You know, you've got a lot of possibility. We've talked about this a few times, but a lot of potentials there in the lineup. But who's actually going to be a surefire,
right,
above average major league hitter in that lineup? I mean, Vargas is doing okay. I mean, Benintendi's not going to be the guy going forward, obviously, but he's doing okay for now. But, Mydroth has been okay. Teal certainly has potential. They've certainly Caro has potential, they got to fill out a lineup card, right? And they you're not going to win games coming from behind if you don't have hitters, and that's going to be their issue going forward. They've certainly made steps. They're not an embarrassment. They aren't the team of the 2024 White Sox. They aren't even the worst team in baseball, and they're getting closer. You know, they've come close. Obviously, they're not good in one-run games yet, but
right,
they're getting closer. But that offense, they still need to have guys that you can say, well, this guy's going to be a star for this team, and they just don't have those guys.
Thanks, John. Great stuff.
You're the best, John.
All right. Great talking to you guys. See you next week.
That is our guy, John Heyman. Always fun.
He sees progress on the South Side.
Yeah, I mean, again.
What? You asked him his progress. He said he saw some. That's good.
We have a couple texters pushing back, like, oh, you really think the South? I never said that. I don't think that they're – I understand where the problems
people
are.
People know what's going on there.
Yes.
You don't have – because they're losing at a rate that is what it is.
Yes.
They're staring at 100 losses again.
Third straight year.
When you see things that – like Sunday, they come back and win a game unlike they had in 38 previous opportunities to win a game. It's significant.
Broken clock right twice a day.
Something like that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.